Welcome to Comp.
Hello.
No video again. You know why? Oh, yeah, I bet you're all saying this bastard. This bastard just give us video. Him and his wife. The gallivanting across dumpsters in Europe. Well, guess what? I'm dying. Imagine.
You're dying.
Imagine if I was dying.
What do you have?
AIDS. Good old AIDS. I'm not fancy. I can get AIDS. Mm. Oh, I got a few plagues. Are they going to give us a health warning now? Are they going to give us a warning? Like, you know, you have to, you can't give misinformation anymore.
You have to really have AIDS if you say you have AIDS.
If you say you have AIDS, and you don't have AIDS, we'll put you in jail. See how I self-muted? Because this is the YouTube show, and they don't let you curse. You can lie about having AIDS, but you can't say the F word. Don't say either F word, but you can lie about having sex with Harvey Milk, who died of AIDS. Wait, he didn't die of AIDS.
No, he was shot. Yeah. He died of a gun.
Right? Why am I laughing about it?
I don't know.
It's funny that I confused it. Right?
Yeah. A little bit, yeah.
It's my own ignorance. It's one of those sitcoms where I'm not making fun of gay men. I'm lambasting ignorance by using the F word. Right? I'm punching up.
Yeah.
Or down. What am I doing?
You're probably punching to the side.
Punching inside of an ass. Oh. Punch an ass. It's called fisting. Welcome to the show. We're back. We almost got divorced. You're getting so mad.
What?
About the
Apple News wasn't working.
The iCloud wouldn't sign in. We couldn't transfer our devices. We almost got divorced.
Yeah.
We were screaming.
We made it through, though.
Yeah.
They're right. The first year of marriage really is the hardest.
Yeah. You fucking bitch.
There are people who say that the first year of marriage is the hardest, and they don't even have a podcast.
Right. Losers. Yeah, the only time we have friction is when we record a podcast where you ask me not to leave my cheese lying around. Can you not leave your cheese all over the goddamn floor? And I say, why don't you let me be? Just let me be. I'm a bumblebee. I'm gonna kill myself, and then you'll see. Just let me be. I put a bullet in my head, and I'll jump off a roof until I'm dead, and then you'll see. I'll go to sleep in the trash, and then I'll swallow a bunch of glass, and then you'll see you should have let me be. I'll have sex with an animal, a vicious killer animal that tears my colon apart. Imagine if I tried to have sex with a bear and just raped me until I was dead. And then you're sitting there going like, oh, I said I shouldn't have bothered him about cheese. Shouldn't have bothered my husband so much.
That would be good revenge.
Yeah.
Also better than Grizzly Man.
Yeah. Because
he was just trying to hang out with them, but you...
I'm trying to get fucked.
You're trying to get fucked.
Wow.
Do you think a bear would attack you if you tried to have sex with it?
Yes. Okay. What are you talking about? I don't think it would compute that I was trying to have sex with it. How would I signal that I'm trying to have sex with a bear?
Assuming that it understood.
Do I play Barry White?
Assuming that it understood you were trying to have sex with it. Do you think it would be angry about it?
I don't think it understands things in those concepts, in those terms.
Bears are smarter than a lot of people give them credit
for. They don't know what sex is, though. They're smart enough to, like, you know.
Oh, I think bears know what sex is.
They're smart enough to not eat a poison apple, but they're not smart enough to know what, like, the abstract notion of sex is. Mm. They just know, like, their dick's inside something and it feels good.
Yeah.
They don't know symbols in that way, in the Carl Jungian way. Man and his symbols? Look up man and his symbols.
Well, first of all, I just looked up bear communication.
Well, these guys, you believe someone with that website? Some guy started a website called bearsmart.com. I'm going to listen to anything he says.
This is the first person I'm going to trust.
I'm going to trust him the least. He's probably trying to start like bear sex clubs.
They can identify an individual, divulge its sex and age. So they can say ASL. They can say age, sex, location.
They do well in an AOL chat room in 1995.
If they know that, I think they know what fucking is.
First of all, call it making love. Oops. Don't be so crass. Don't be so disgusting. Jesus. It's not because of the censors. This is your lady. Right? Can you act like a lady, please? Second of all, you know, a bear can know it feels good to have its, you know, penis inside of a, you know, kangaroo. Doesn't mean it made a conscious choice. They're not smart, Lucy. They're dumb.
So you wanted to go?
What are you looking up now?
What did you want me to do?
I don't know.
Some kind of Freudian thing?
Look up man and his symbols. It's not Freud. It's Carl Jung. Look up the actual the popular cover with the pictures on it. What are you doing? What is this?
Okay.
There you go. The one, the fourth one from the left. That, well, no, all the way on the left now.
All the way on the left?
That. Look how hypnotic that is. One of those could be a bear having sex with a kangaroo.
Oh, there's a fertility. Oh, this is one of those fertility symbols, right?
I guess so.
The woman with a tiny woman with big tits.
All right. If you can boil every culture down to, like, you know, well, why is everything got big tits? Yeah, I get it.
Well, I think it's fair for their fertility symbols to have big bosoms.
Women are just. What was I saying about women before? I was making some claim about women before. Is it trashy or something? That's something to say. Anyway, go on.
There's a snake on there.
Welcome to the show.
What do you think the snake means?
I think the snake means, you know, it represents, you know, taking a dump. Because sometimes you take a big dump and it's like a snake coming out of you. Do you ever feel that way? You like when you're taking a dump, like a really big dump, you don't fantasize about it being a snake that's uncoiling around your insides. Why not?
I don't know. I don't imagine it that way.
Why don't you imagine things in whimsical ways like me? If I ever have a kid, I'm gonna tell them that's what's happening.
Oh God, that would be horrifying.
You take a dump is when the snake comes out.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, why? What's so scary about that?
That would give me so many nightmares if I heard that as a kid.
So you think a snake crawled inside you while you were, because you got dumped in the morning. And I don't remember as a kid. I remember as an adult it getting more regular, right? We'd hear, like, I remember as a kid watching George Carlin, and he'd be like, "Yeah, you take two good shits a day, and that's all you can hope for," right?
Hmm.
Some quote like that. And I remember being like, you take two shits a day, like it's a regular thing. But then as an adult, I take one usually, maybe two. Point is, I was surprised by how regular, but yeah, as a kid, so I don't know if kids will relate when I tell my kids that every morning, because that's when I take a dump in the morning, every night, a snake crawls inside your asshole.
I guess if it was presented as, like, this is normal, it wouldn't scare them that much.
No, it would, because does it ever kill people? Sometimes. I'll say sometimes. Trick my kid. I'll deceive him. What's the big deal? Everyone, I'll have kids. I'll keep the human race going, but I can't fucking lie to them. I can't tell them weird things. I'm not going to, like, screw them.
People are very selective about what you can lie to you.
I'm not going
to
molest my kid. They can tell me, yeah, you can tell them about Santa Claus, but I can't tell them the snakes inside them? Why? Why is it any different? Why you tell him he's eating the body of Christ, but I can't tell my son that he's got a snake crawled inside him while he was sleeping, and it comes out when he takes a dump? But you can tell him he's eating God? Are you kidding me? Are you out of your mind?
It probably is less.
You think I'm going to let you tell me what I say to my son when you tell him that he's eating the body of Christ?
It probably is less harmful than telling them they're going to hell.
Right? Hey, if you ever have sex with a man, you're going to hell, little boy. Now, as a little boy, you probably shouldn't have sex with anyone. Definitely shouldn't. I'll go that far. So I'll never say that to my son. You go to hell because you have sex with... I'll tell him you go to hell if you have sex with anyone. Before the right age. I'm going to treat my son like he's my daughter. But only in the sense of, like, if you ever have sex before you're married, I'll kill you. You're a whore. If more men treated their sons like whores, it would be better for everyone.
Because
you have all these men, like, shaming women because they hump.
That's a good point, because women are a little innately I feel like women are more uncomfortable with sex usually.
Yeah.
Because it's like, it takes a while to like even know what feels good as a woman.
Yeah, because you're always jamming. You always, as a kid, you're always probably jamming stuff in there, even as an adult. All these adult women I know are always shoving things inside them. And so how about you take it easy? They think like men didn't have to figure it out. You know, it's like, you know, when I first learned how to do it, I had to like finesse it and use, you know, less fingers.
How many fingers were ideal ultimately?
3, not 5.
That's interesting. I would have thought, yeah.
Yeah, cause
every time I imagine it more of a fist, a whole fist. Yeah,
you picture some guy just shoving his whole ham fist around it.
Yeah.
And just shaking like a goddamn like a maraca, like a Latin American maraca. You really have a low opinion of men. You think we just shove a bunch of Jergens in our hands and play maracas all day? Which maybe some men do, but I'm not big on creams. I don't need to, because I don't use a whole fist. All right? I have a light touch. Mm. People think, I have a heavy hand, but a light touch. Just turn into a song. I got a heavy hand, but a light touch. This is a song about jerking.
By using the 3, is it...
I don't use Jergens while jerking.
By using the 3, is it sort of...
It's a trinity. It's the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost.
Right, threeism.
Yeah.
Are you kind of simulating a feminine hand?
No.
Okay.
No, it's just a light touch. It's just, if you... It's micro-reactions, I think. It's micro-adjustments. I think, like, the same way, like, that, like, a robot can never simulate a man sucking a dick. It also couldn't simulate me jerking. There's too many micro adjustments going on.
Wait, it's a known fact that a robot could never simulate a man sucking a dick?
Maybe a woman.
Yeah.
It's just like slob, slob, slob. Men, if a man was going to suck a dick, though, he'd just have micro adjustments. Like the same way, like, Roger Federer's serve could probably be broken down into 100 different data points. 1,000 data points. IBM Watson. You need IBM Watson to be breaking down my data points of me, my 3-finger technique. You know, this is not, you know, where I wanted to go with this podcast, but I'm not going to be backed into a corner by women. I'll never let a woman tell me what to do. You'll think, what's the big deal? Yeah. Just shove it inside of a meat fist. So my point is, women just start shoving things inside them all the time. And then, you know, it takes a while to learn for the feel good. Yeah, it would if you do it that way.
I don't think any young woman experimenting starts by shoving stuff inside of her.
It depends how young. I'm only talking about adult women. Don't even get it twisted. I don't talk about kids.
Well, I'm not talking about kids either.
Now.
So it's good. We're on the same page. Yeah. Neither of us are talking about
kids. We're never talking about kids.
But I think you have a good point there, because there's an innate discomfort that some women have to get over. But boys, it's like there's no cap on it. So it's like you probably...
Well, my parents didn't want me having sex. My dad wasn't like high-fiving me if I fisted the girl.
I'm sure not.
Because he's Christian.
But you know, also, there's more phrases like sowing your wild oats and stuff.
No, he never said that to me.
He never said to sow your wild oats?
I think he's
kind of repressed.
Yeah. No, he was never one for like, you know, he was never like, I bet you like to shove it in her, huh, son? I'm like, Dad, Daddy, don't say that. Nah, it's okay. I'm your daddy. I can say it, shove it inside her. I'm like, that's mommy. That's a little far. That exchange never happened. My dad never tried to convince me to have sex with my mother.
That's a bridge too far, even for you.
Well, why would I leave that on the table? I mean, like, I don't lie. Everything if I lie about that, people think I'm lying about the other things, which are true. The eggs and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's true, yeah.
The eggs are real. What was the egg thing again?
Yeah, the egg. You could put the eggs in a memoir.
Yeah. What would my memoir be called?
You'll all be dead.
You'll all be all right. Oh, wow, yeah.
That was a good one. Right? Yeah, that was a good poll. Yeah. You shouldn't call a memoir that.
Yeah, you'll all be dead. Remember, was this the guy who blew up the World Trade Center? No, it's a middling comedian on a podcast. But you'll go to jail. Who cares? You'll be dead. Or maybe who cares? You'll be dead. Who cares? You'll be dead. Anyway, maybe we should change. Can we change the name of the podcast to that? Who cares? You'll be dead.
That's good.
Yeah.
Might get. Or would we get?
Cares. Well, oh, look, we'll never get the algorithm.
Yeah.
We're never gonna have sex with Guy Pearce, beautiful Guy Pearce from Memento. We're never having a three-way with him.
Right.
We're never gonna have $1 billion. Maybe $1 million if the inflation goes well. We can maybe get $1 million if we have horrible hyperinflation.
Yeah.
I don't think even $1 billion, though. And we'll never get the algorithm on our side. We are always going to, people will find us in 20 years and say, these are the people who killed themselves at Times Square. who set themselves on fire singing La Bamba. La Bamba. Those people, they had a podcast. I never knew. Why did the algorithm tell me? La Bamba. You think if we did that, we wouldn't get the algorithm? Give me the algorithm. or I'll jump into. What could you jump into that would burn you? If I
acid?
Yeah. Can we get like a dunk tank full of acid? put ourselves outside the Apple Studios, the Apple Store.
Apple Store.
Put ourselves out in L.A. or whatever. Or what's the big Apple Store in New York? So we're in Times Square, probably, right?
Yeah.
All right, so we're gonna get a dunk tank full of acid. I'm gonna go to the Apple Store in Times Square, and you're gonna be throwing dunk tank balls at me. And people are gonna be, "Can I play?" No. This is my husband, and I'm gonna be playing guitar, singing, "Give me the algorithm." I want the algorithm.
La Bamba.
La Bamba. La Bamba. The algorithm doesn't help us until you get on. The problem is you played softball as a kid, didn't you?
I did.
And so you're gonna get me in dead in like fucking 5 seconds. How are you gonna die?
No, I wasn't that good.
Okay. How are you gonna die?
I don't know. I'll just have a gun.
You gonna shoot yourself?
Yeah.
Don't do that. Shoot like a.
I know your death is more painful.
No, I want you to don't. I want you to shoot yourself. It's selfish. I want you to shoot like a rope that will like unleash a cement thing onto you. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe when the dunk tank releases you,
yeah,
you're attached to a rope that has a pulley system that releases the.
Oh my fat! I'm gonna fall on you like a fat boy. Good, nice. One last fat joke before we get divorced. We get divorced by death. Yeah, you can't. I don't think we're married in heaven. Or dirt.
What?
You don't say married in heaven.
That's right, because it's till death.
Yeah, and then we're fucking other people.
Yeah.
In the dirt.
So we okay.
I have worms in my ass.
I'm curious about the Christian doctrine on this.
Yeah.
You die. You both die. Let's say you both die at the same time.
Yeah.
Do you just have no interest in each other in heaven?
You're my enemy in heaven. I'm going to tell everyone, you know, I used to be married to that bitch. Imagine your first day in heaven. You see me. I'm like, look at this. Ain't this the bees? Ain't this the burbs?
The bees?
Look at this bitch.
What do you mean the bees?
The bitches. That's how I talk to them in heaven. These are my heaven friends.
Even oh. Oh, are you trying to impress your heaven friends?
Yeah, well, you know, this is Mark Twain, and this is the Unabomber, Ted Kaczynski. Sorry, you can't hang out with us. You're not a Mark Twain fan anyway, are you? Oh, wait, you were. Anyway, toodles. And then we throw a bunch of garbage at you. No, on Earth, you're my wife. I love you.
Mm.
But in heaven, I'll treat you like dirt.
Just bully me?
Yeah. I'll throw things at you, and you'll think it's like, oh, I have a crush on you? No. I've gone off you.
No, that's hateful.
I hate you in heaven. We should make that song.
Would you think I stink if I saw you in heaven?
I think we've lambasted Eric Clapton's baby boy, dead baby enough for this year on the podcast. People did not react well to that clip from that. Oh. It was
pretty mean-spirited.
Yeah, well, yeah, I don't know who you think you're listening to. We are always capable of making fun of a baby who jumped out of a window.
Yeah.
So just in case, I don't want fans who aren't down for that. I don't want fans who are going to be like, oh, wait, that's who we, I thought you guys critiqued pop culture. And also babies who off themselves. did that baby count as a suicide?
Maybe.
It should.
It'd be funny if like they didn't even find it tasteless. They were just like, this is so dated.
Why don't you make fun of Kim Kardashian's baby? what did I see of one of the Kardashian bitches?
Kendall Jenner. Oh, the Christmas thing.
Kendall Jenner was doing a Christmas photo shoot. Did you find it? I think it was what's the other? It was Kendall and what's the other?
Kylie?
I think it was Kendall. The Pepsi girl. She leaves nothing to the imagination. She strips it all to welcome Christmas season. Click on that. I want to see it all. What's she, like 40 now? Oh, she's wearing skis and you can kind of see her ass. Not really. Who cares?
Yeah.
So it's Kendall Jenner. Wait, I'm trying to give people the flavor. It's an audio only show right now, baby. So Kendall Jenner's not wearing any pants. And she's in a chair and she's like holding her, it looks like she's taking a shit to me. It looks like she's holding her like and then she's wearing skis like an idiot. It looks like she's just like some moron child trying to get attention.
Yeah,
look at me, daddy. He's like, put pants on. Jesus, what are you doing? Why are you wearing skis inside? Why is everything the Kendalls do or the Jenners, whatever they are, just moron children?
Yeah.
Where she's got her fucking.
She's wrapped up in Christmas lights.
Yeah, but it's not even, this isn't even sexy. In case people were mistaking it, there was a shot where you see her ass wrapped up in Christmas lights. I guess that was kind of hot. But this one, she's just wearing like a big puffy robe and her legs up like she's some stupid dancer, some rockette. I'm so sick of these Kendall Jenners lying around.
Lying around?
Oh, this one, she's wearing her fucking granny panties.
That one's kind of.
She's wearing granny panties and a Santa hat.
Yeah.
What is this? Looks like she took a dump. She took a dump in her underwear. Her
underwear is just weighed down by shit.
Yeah. Like, I'm not saying it's the least sexy thing ever, but it's not the sexiest.
Her face. There's nothing really sexy about her face. She has a dumb look on her face in all of these.
She looks like a grown-up child. Like a child. Like someone who's like, hey, daddy. And then never had to go to school. So she just stayed that way and just annoying and dumb.
She looks like she doesn't understand what she's doing.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah. She looks like she's handicapped.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is this? She's wearing a red robe. She looks like she's got a big fat ass. Like a fat ass that you wouldn't like. like a mother's fat ass.
Oh, and then this was the close up of the.
It's all right. It's really not, honestly not as hot as it should be. That would be so much hotter if it was like you know, Kirstie Alley.
Mm.
This is what I assume Kirstie Alley's ass looks like. She's dead now, right?
Yeah, she's dead. What's kind of weird about this is that it's like her ass, the top part of her ass is wrapped in Christmas lights, and there's kind of like a liquid. It looks like they just threw dirty snow at her.
Yeah, looks like they should be yellow snow at her. Fucking piss bitch.
She's a bitch.
Do you think we get in trouble if we just constantly talk about Kendall Jenner as a piss bitch?
Maybe.
Kendall Jenner, come fight us.
They have a lot of resources.
They
could probably destroy us.
Here's the thing. If we found Kendall Jenner on the street, hypothetically, I don't throw a single fist or kick, right?
That's noble of you.
But I wear you on my shoulders like Master Blaster.
Mm.
Can I get in trouble? You clearly are assaulting her. Do I get in trouble for helping the assault? Is Master Blastering part of it? You know, is that criminal?
Assuming you didn't sell me out, I think we'd both be culpable.
Oh, I'd sell you out if I could. I mean, you know, the idea is you'd run away. You jump off my shoulders and run away, so I'd have to sell you out. But is what I did a crime? Will they need to sell you out? You better hope not. Look up, is Master Blastering a crime? What comes up?
It did not understand that question.
What the hell is a Master Blaster blast gonna get? All right, this is yeah. But we finally stumped.
I think
Google.
It'd be an accessory to the crime.
Oh no! Fuck. All right. I'll sell you out then.
I guess you could argue that I just went crazy while you were carrying me around.
I was doing above landlubber. What do they call those things? Those fights, chicken fights.
Mm.
Landlubber chicken fights. I was just doing a landlubber chicken fight, sir. You know, it's not landlubber; it's landlubber.
That can't be true.
You didn't know this. You thought it was land lovers this whole time? Jesus Christ.
Yeah, the person who loves the land.
It's a land lover. Read this ad to everyone.
This is a revelation.
Wow.
Lubber is an old term for a clumsy person, and beginning in the 18th century, sailors used it to describe a person who is not a good seaman.
I got a good seaman. Go ahead.
So the pirate expression of scorn for those who don't go to sea is not land lover, but landlubber.
Yeah. And all this time, you thought it was landlubber. I just stumbled upon that. I didn't try to get you wrapped up in that.
I'm pretty sure I've seen multiple movies where someone is called a landlubber.
Probably written by you. People like you. Don't know shit about pirates. Is landlubber a derogatory term? Is this a slur? Can I get a writing job because someone called me a landlubber? You know, Jimmy Fallon called me a landlubber. Motherfucker. Anyway, moving on. What are these stories we have today? Oh. So this is a big deal. You actually started crying when you brought this up.
I did not start crying.
You were crying. A news site shut down.
That's right.
And when you said this, I said, you mean whore news? I go, it's not whore news. It's women's news. But what's the name of the website?
Jezebel.
And what is a Jezebel?
But look, maybe it's... ironically, whore news.
My was called the Hooker Post.
I would read something called the Hooker Post.
The Prostitute Gazette.
I used to read Jezebel a lot when I was in college.
Really?
Yeah.
What was their whole thing? Like, you know, here's how to save money on ice pops. Shove water in your gash. Like, well, that's not even cold. Like, whatever. We just wanted to say gash.
I remember.
Sensationalists.
It was very, you know, it was like feminist but gossipy.
Yeah, and catty.
Catty.
Bratty.
And at least one of the founders was a big drunk.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What did she do?
I just remember seeing some interview with like the founders or whatever, where she was just falling out of her seat, just slurring her words.
She got drunk once and called her a bitch. She's so an alcoholic. It was the day of her son's bar mitzvah. Like you're calling her a big drunk. That's probably the horror dance where they carry you in the chair, and you just thought she was so drunk. Look at this woman; she's so drunk, she's falling out of a chair. It was a horror. Have you seen a horror?
I have seen a horror. Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Where they pick up the chair when you're in it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The apex of the bar mitzvah.
It's not the apex.
What do you think the apex
of? The bread, the challah bread. The thing with the challah bread. The horror is nice. I like the horror. But the horror happens early on.
Yeah, but it still seems like the most exciting part of it.
Yeah, maybe. They do the candle lighting.
Right. Yeah, candles eating bread, this is something you could do every day. People aren't going to lift you up in a chair every day.
I'll lift you up in a chair right into a meat grinder. Anyway, what's that guy in the tank doing? Oh, Jezebel. Read about Jezebel. Tell me about this. Why is there no market for hookers anymore? Hooker news.
I don't know. I don't know why they don't have as many readers.
We'll read the article.
But
found in 2007 under the Gawker. I wonder the people who like made sex tapes, like violent rape sex tapes.
They did the Hulk Hogan thing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. Under the Gawker media umbrella, Jezebel pioneered a sharp, dishy coverage that came to characterize many digital upstarts. Its suspension follows woes at other new media firms. Mr. Spanfeller said he had hoped G/O, what does that mean? Which also publishes sites such as The Onion, Jalopnik. What the fuck is Jalopnik? What is Jalopnik? Now I'm just confused. What is Jalopnik? Obsessed with the culture of cars? Oh, like jalopies?
Hmm.
What a weird... Can you imagine being a man? Like, where do you read that? In Kelly's Blue Book? No, I read it in jalopnik.com. I'm a big fucking idiot. Would be able to steer through dark times in the industry, but could hold out no longer. It says Jezebel's model does not mesh with the strategy for its other more niche publications, because there's too many whores around. You can't satisfy them all. I didn't make it up. You keep looking. Every time I say whore, you act like I'm like saying it with glee. It's Jezebel. You want me to say Jezebel like I'm a 19th century constable?
Was Jezebel actually a whore, though?
Look it up. Maybe she was.
I thought she was like a witch.
Oh. Well, I'm sorry. I didn't realize it was witch news. Daughter of Zlocabal of Tyre and the wife of Ahab, king of Israel. According to the Book of Kings, Jezebel and her husband instituted the worship of Baal. Oh, okay.
Oh, so she's just like a heathen.
Wait, was she there? Was she there? Okay. Oh, all right. Oh, I always thought they were hookers. I bet she would, if you gave her enough money, she'd bang you.
Jezebel was not sexually promiscuous, and the word harlot refers to her unfaithfulness. To the God of Israel.
She's also the harlot, though.
She's also the harlot.
Well, and neither one of them were sex related. Well, I didn't make that up. Who do you think calls people harlots? Not me. She remains faithful to her gods. This is entertaining and enlightening. Look at the classical biblical, whatever. I'll read this on the can later.
Well, goodbye, Jezebel. I don't think I remember a single article I read on Jezebel. They did do the whole, like, Louis C.K. They did an early article of the Louis C.K. scandal, though, right?
What did they do?
Jezebel. Weren't they the first ones to be like, some comic is jerking off in front of women?
Oh, is that them?
Yeah.
And it turns out it's Louis Anderson. Hello!
Oh, I don't know. That's what I remember them for, and they didn't even really break it. Like, they were right. Just like...
Yeah, they were just being coy about it.
Yeah.
Hey, some comics are jerking off, and we think that's fun. Guess who? Oh, wait, an actual news organization is going to unearth this? Sorry, we teased whatever this is.
Jezebel walked so the New York Times could run.
Do you think Louis C.K. should be giving back his crown?
His golden crown?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we should make him king of Israel.
Wow. And well, I don't think that's a thing.
I think it's a good consolation for, you know, losing his comedy career.
I don't think, I mean,
he didn't really, but, you know.
He made some money.
Losing his stature.
He lost a bunch. So you think that, what are we giving Louis C.K. the Jews, like, Israel? Like,
it'll be sort of like a...
He's going to run it?
It'll be sort of like the British monarchy. Like, you know, he has duties, but he doesn't have a lot of, like, authority.
His duties?
Yeah.
But does he have, like, okay, but he levies taxes on them?
Yeah, sure.
What does he do? He's, like, let it go on Hanukkah. He goes and drinks up like a panda?
He goes around. He leads the panda march and takes money. Yeah, it goes door to door.
The panda march? What was that? I just said like a panda, which doesn't even make sense. And then you said he leads the panda march.
I don't know. I just started imagining it like a big panda parade that he leads. He's kind of like the
Israel's going to take. So a couple things are happening. Israel, I'm assuming they're still bombing Gaza.
Yeah,
but but they're in their spare time. They've taken up a new mascot, which is the panda bear, and Louis C.K.
Louis C.K. is the king of Israel and the panda.
Oh, he is a panda.
Yeah.
Does he dress up like a panda?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He wears a diaper.
Wow. A panda and a diaper. Does yeah. Do they have can you see his face?
Yeah.
Okay. So he's
it's
not...
sort of like it has a big hole cut in where the face is.
Oh, nice. But, yeah. I like this. No. Can we get in touch with Louis C.K.?
I mean, maybe.
Would he accept this? I don't want to go to Israel and try and force this on them if he's not down for it.
I mean, who wouldn't want to be king somewhere?
George Washington.
Ooh, sassy. Yeah.
Nice. I should be a negotiator for something.
Do you think it was kind of a bitch move of George Washington to not be king?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking idiot. We made you a crown already.
Especially considering how the country's turning out now. Like,
yeah.
Why not just have a king?
Yeah. No, this is stupid. No, we're going to keep it going for hundreds of years and it's going to stay normal. No, yeah. Just have a fucking. I mean, I don't know. England's not doing great either.
Yeah.
Boris Johnson, that clown.
Mm.
Would you, do you think if me and Boris Johnson did a sex tape, it would do well?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think Boris Johnson's reputation would be carrying most of it. But
wow.
I think the fact that you were
involved. That's insulting.
I think the fact that you were involved would also be important. Like,
I guess he is the president of a country, effectively, you know, in Great Britain, which is not nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I have a pretty big opinion on myself. We mean this, the president of Great Britain's a bit, you know. Celebrity's bigger than mine for a sex tape.
Wait, prime minister, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's basically the president. Same thing, right? Same thing. You don't think it's the same thing, basically?
Maybe it's basically.
You think, if it's not the same thing, then what's more sexually selling commercial for a sex tape? Prime minister or a president?
President.
Wait, why?
I don't know, it seems more.
Because you think you can vote to have vote no confidence and get him out quicker?
Yeah.
Well, that's not why. So I just realized that you didn't have no idea that was a thing. you know of confidence was a thing?
I know that it's a thing, but it happens a lot in Britain.
It happens enough.
Yeah.
It's a threat. I believe it would happen if a sex tape of me and him came out, and he was still prime minister, which he's not, right?
Is he?
No, he's not. It's some Indian guy, isn't it?
Oh, right. Yeah, we were talking about this before. This is crazy.
Did we talk about this in the pod?
Did we? I don't think we did.
It is crazy that, like, it's not bigger news that there's an Indian prime minister. It's not prime minister of England. It's Britain.
Well, that includes England. Yeah, oh, look, same result.
Rishi Sunak. This guy, Rishi Sunak, is the fucking prime minister. I mean, this guy be the first Indian guy, right?
This came up as a Jeopardy clue a couple weeks ago.
We were like, what?
The first time either of us had ever heard of him.
Yeah.
Does he do that? Like, has he been in the... He must be...
He was married in India. Was he born... We go back there. Did he go back? But his marriage was in India.
Mm.
He was born in the UK, but he was married in India. This guy's very Indian.
Mm.
Like, not as Indian as someone was born there. But more Indian than someone who's not, like, you know what I mean? Like, he's got more credo than you would think.
Yeah.
He's not just an Indian British guy. No, he's married in India.
Do they usually put marriage location?
I mean,
I feel like Wikipedia just wanted us to know that.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Just so you know, you might want to keep your eye on this guy.
He wasn't married. I mean, I was married in New Jersey. Do you think that the fact that I was married in New Jersey will hurt my presidential hopefulness?
Oh, yeah. It should.
Yeah. Oh, another Chris Christie here. Fat and got married in New Jersey. Yeah. 43. That's kind of young, right? He's a good looking guy.
Yeah, he is.
We should try to get
British leader
Minaj going with him.
Rishi Sunak marks a year in office with little...
A year in office?
He's been in office for a year.
This is crazy. No one talk... Is this because, like, they're so progressive or they're trying to hide it? Because, like, that's a big deal. Like, the British Raj, right? They ruled over India for years, and now he's in charge.
Mm.
Now, it's not like... it's not like India's in charge, but I'm saying it's a narrative, right?
Yeah.
You would think it would just be noteworthy.
Right.
Like, Obama was the first black president. They couldn't show about it.
Yeah.
And I'm not blaming him. Fireworks. I'm not blaming him. I mean, I don't think he was going to do anything. But, yes, look, he's black. It's cool. Yeah, we got a black president. Stuff's going to happen. We don't know what. Yeah. And the Indian over there was like, oh, yeah, have some curry. No. Do you think... Do you think people get in trouble, like, saying stuff to him?
Like what kinds of things? What would people say to him?
I don't know. We better get this done in the curry.
Oh.
Get this bill done in the curry. He's like, hey, stop it. I'm Indian. I'm not dumb. I get it. I know what you're doing.
I feel like he chuckled at that the first time as like a good faith pun.
Yeah.
And then when he did it again, he would be like, yeah.
I remember seeing some movie where it was like, I forget who, but it was some Indian. I don't remember if it was an Indian guy or a Mexican guy making a joke. But you know why I call it curry? Because when you eat too much, you have to curry to the bathroom.
Not that great.
I mean, you're doing the Indian. I'm not going to do the Indian accent.
What is it like a stereotype that you have to shit after Indian food? I've never had that.
It is very heavy, but no, I've never had diarrhea.
Yeah.
That's a good point. I mean, spicy. It can be spicy if you're not careful. We just don't pick spicy things. You pick the chana masala. I pick the shrimp biryani, which is not spicy at all usually. Mm. But you get that chana masala. It is very spicy.
Mm.
It'll go through you like a gut punch. It'll go through you like a pussy punch. The women ever punch each other right in the pussy?
Oh, I'm sure they have.
Yeah.
I mean.
But like, because like in school, when you're all wearing skirts, you don't make it a thing.
There's a lot of hair pulling. I remember.
Yeah.
Not seeing, but hearing about a couple of fights in high school where, you know, they're
like ripping each other's scalps. I feel like you shouldn't do that.
Hair pulling?
Punch. If one woman punched another woman in the pussy, wouldn't that become like a. Wouldn't that be like a situation, like a sexual situation?
I get
it. Like a rape?
If the family had a good lawyer, they could probably do it like
a fighting a woman's got to be a minefield, because if you actually go inside her, it's like, you know, all of a sudden you're doing time.
I just lubed up my fist to make them more aerodynamic.
Yeah.
And next thing I know,
you're in jail. you're in a woman's jail, pretending to be a man.
Whatever
the reverse is. I know men pretend to be women to get into women's jails.
Do trans men ever request being in men's prisons? Probably not, right? Probably wouldn't be safe.
No, probably not. There's something that's a little wrinkle in their logic, I think. Mm. No one wants to be in a man's prison.
Right, yeah.
It's never the best option. So what is he? So that whole article is about how he hasn't done anything.
Yeah, it's that marks a year in office with little to celebrate.
It really is just like, hey, podcasters, move along. don't pay attention to this Indian man in charge.
UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak marked a year in office on Wednesday with little to celebrate, as wars on the international stage make a grim backdrop to his domestic challenges.
Are they British wars?
Yeah. On top of that,
I don't think you usually hold that against the prime minister unless he's Indian.
Right.
Like, well, there's a lot of wars going on. Damn, we're not involved. I just got this, I just outlawed the lotto. Or whatever they do.
On top of that, another year seems to be haunting for his conservative party, 1996. What? What does this have to do with 1996?
Is this some kind of weird sci-fi story?
Many conservatives fear the party faces the same fate in an election that must be called by the end of 2024. The conservatives trail between 15 and 20 points behind Labour in opinion polls. The gap has barely moved since Sunak's year in office.
They're afraid it's going to be like Tony Blair coming to power with new Labour.
Mm.
Remember Tony Blair? I remember Tony Blair was so smart, so much more eloquent than George W. Bush, but also dumb, because he thought he could hide behind George W. Bush's cowboy persona. And everyone called him out for as being a fucking idiot who got involved in a dumb war.
Right.
Maybe he's getting paid off, so he don't care. But Tony Blair was such a smart... I mean, I love listening to that guy talk. He should play James Bond.
Really? What did you... Like, speeches?
I used to watch as a kid. You don't believe... I watched Netanyahu. I watched Tony Blair on, like, C-SPAN.
Huh.
They'd just be talking.
Yeah.
And making speeches. And I'd watch them. And you while you were sitting there, you know, eating cracked eggs, or whatever you did as a kid, reading Jezebel, eating cracked eggs. I'm sitting there watching Tony Blair. That's why I know things. Anyway, next story. Here's this thing. Bring up this phone thing you were trying to tell me about.
Oh, yeah. This is interesting.
Can AI and lasers cure a smart... What does this mean? Don't we have a subscription to the New York Times? Do they have the crosswords?
Yeah. But it's, you seem very skeptical of the story.
What's a bunch of, hey, can a laser replace a smartphone? How about no? Am I going to buy Green Day tickets on a laser? I just bought Green Day tickets like a moron because they're playing with Rancid and the Smashing Pumpkins at Shea Stadium or the Citi Field.
Humane, a 5-year-old artificial intelligence startup founded by former Apple designers Imran Chowdhury and Bethany Buongiorno, announced its first product on Thursday, a $699 pin you wear on your lapel.
Oh, here's $700. I'll buy the pin. Let's see what it does.
Yeah. The Humane AI pin is designed to replace your smartphone, allowing the user to make calls, send texts, and look up information through voice scrolls.
Are they calling it humane because they, like, how many people their factory kills every day? That's what it seems like. It seems like they murder a lot of children in the factory. It's made out of children's blood. There are no wake words, so it's not always listening. What?
There are no wake words, so it's not always listening or always recording. In fact, it doesn't do anything until you engage with it, and your engagement comes through your voice, touch, gesture, or the laser ink display.
Well, I mean, if it needs your voice, then it is listening. So what are you talking about? These people are liars.
Yeah.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say these people are liars. Uh-oh. I'm looking at it right now. The S&P 500 falls for the first time in 9 sessions. Oh, God.
Are you ruined?
I don't know. I got to check my stocks. Let's have such a good streak of my stocks. They're not as good as they were, but they're doing fine. I lost $50, I think.
But yeah, you were skeptical, but they do use lasers.
Right, but they probably use lasers to burn the children's retinas out.
In addition to sending and receiving texts, the device can translate spoken conversations from Spanish to English and vice versa in real time.
Wait, what?
That you can, like, translate in real time.
Read this again. I'm getting distracted by my stocks.
In addition to sending...
Men's Health Magazine is down to 300 points. My stock in Men's Health Magazine.
No, why would you do that?
No, it's not really a stock. Who is that, Condé Nast? Imagine every show was on the stock market.
Yeah.
Oh, no, my stock in the Masked Singer. You should be able to buy stock in shows.
Yeah, you should.
And porn.
That's actually not a bad... Yeah.
Oh, no, my Bang Bus stock. A man jumped to his death today when his Bang Bus stock cratered after a judge ruled that you can't trademark something as simple as the Bang Bus. People might want to bang in a fan any day because you can't stop them.
I put all my money in Smilf. I'm ruined.
Isn't that a show?
It was a show at one point.
Oh, right, yeah. Smilf.
Smilf.
Dumb show name. Stupid shows. All these people. I'm a writer on Smilf. Go to hell. Just go to hell. Seriously, just die and go to hell. Idiot. I'm a writer on... What else is stupid? Give me another...
Was it... Oh, Bob Loves Alyosha?
I'm a writer on Bob Loves Alyosha. Whatever it is. Stupid assholes. This whole industry's dead.
Mm.
Why don't you get on board with my thing? What was my thing?
What was yours?
I had something, didn't I?
Rat?
You
created a game recently called Rat.
Oh, right. But can we explain the rules of Rat?
Yeah.
I can't. Can you?
Oh, I remember it, yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
So basically, the when it's your turn, you come up with a scenario with a question.
Yeah.
A kind of open-ended question. Can't be yes or no.
Right.
And you get responses from the other players and judge them.
Do you remember any of my things?
I remember one of my things.
What was one of your things?
You're a doctor performing an abortion, and you realize that the fetus is sentient. How do you explain its imminent death to it?
Right. Yeah, that's a rat.
Yeah, that's a rat.
Yeah. We should really market this.
Yeah.
Like, you have to kill all your sons. How do you do it? There's six of them. That's a rat. It's kind of the same as yours.
Right.
I mean, but they're sons.
Right.
They're not fetuses.
Yeah, they're like big, ugly sons.
Fat boys. It's in the post-apocalypse. You have to kill your fat boy sons. So you can sell their meat. It's legal now. Don't worry, it's legal. Now imagine a man, just a fat man holding a gun to another fat man going, this is legal now. You stand back, this is legal. Anyway. So this laser, no, I don't want to buy a child killing laser. I'm sorry, Lucy.
Oh, damn it. I bought a lot of stock in this.
Who's this guy? Ben, what's it say?
Ben Gerstner.
We have an historic moment right now to get everyone into the game of capitalism. What does that mean? Too bad we can't play things right now. We have one last story to get to, I guess. What's going on with Ivanka Trump? You have his headline. You've been trying to pitch Ivanka Trump to me for days. I say wait for the podcast. You've always been a big Ivanka Trump fan. You have like six Ivanka Trump t-shirts. Did you say it's in Ivanka's world now? you have a mask of Ivanka that you wear sometimes in bed. You make me call you Ivanka. You call me Jared. Anyway, but you're a big fan.
Yeah.
So go on. So what's the story?
So Ivanka Trump testified.
She looks great, by the way.
She does look pretty good.
I'm telling you. I'm not going to go as far as to say I don't blame Donald Trump for wanting to have sex with his daughter or having sex with her. But I'm not going to say I get it even, because she is his daughter, right? Like, flesh and blood daughter. Mm. But she is an attractive girl. That's the most I can say.
Yeah. No, she's a... The pressure is agreeing with her.
The pressure?
She has a very good complexion.
Yeah. Right. Well, you don't think she scrubs her face with porous rocks? I'm sure she affords porous rocks.
Yeah, so she testified.
What'd she testify to?
It was in New York, right? She just testified. Let's see.
Yeah, it was in New York. I'm saying, what was she testify to? Imagine if she was the president. Look at that picture of her. Imagine if that was our president.
Yeah.
She could be a good president.
She couldn't be a good president, but aesthetically, it's
there. Why wouldn't she be, like, why would she be so bad? Compared to who we could really, you think she'd be a worse president than Joe Biden?
Yeah.
No, come on, she's a woman. You haven't had one yet.
Yeah, that's true.
You would really betray your gender like that?
What if Ivanka Trump ran as a Democrat?
No, she's going to run as a Republican.
No, but if she did run as a Democrat, do you think she'd win? The nomination.
Interesting point. She'd probably be better than any other Democrat I could think of. Who's going to be her? Fat Katie Porter?
I mean, especially if she... Yeah. I mean, especially if she threw her father under the bus.
Oh, yeah. No, she's going to... Look at this orange cheese doodle man. And everyone's like, yes, queen. Yes. I shove cheese doodles in my snack. And they're like, what? What are we doing? Is that your dad? Well, read the story.
Ivanka Trump tested.
You didn't give me anything on that last bit.
I did.
You acted like I said something terrible.
No, I liked it.
Well, laugh harder next time. People need to know it. People need permission to laugh at something that crazy.
Ivanka Trump testified Wednesday about a 2011 loan negotiation for her father that suggested his true net worth was much lower than what he claimed on his financial statements at the time. On the witness stand in the $250 million civil fraud trial against Donald Trump and his real estate
empire. Hold on. It's only $250 million? Is he supposed to be worth billions? That's the biggest indication that he's lying.
Mm.
It's for $250 million. Shouldn't his response be, fart that, I got billions, bitch. I mean, I know he tapped some of it to pay for all these lawsuits, but, like, he's a billionaire, I thought.
The former president's daughter said she had helped negotiate to lower the net worth her father was required to maintain in order to obtain a loan from Deutsche Bank for Trump National Doral, the golf resort in Miami.
Yeah, I know it's hard. You wouldn't know just to look at it, but I hang out with those crew of people.
Oh, yeah?
Not the Trumps per se, but the people who go to Doral.
Yeah. Is that where you got me the golf ball from?
No, that was from Trump National Golf Course in Palos Verdes, California.
Oh.
where we ate lunch with a bunch of other slobs who just came to see the place. Maybe go on.
Ivanka Trump was the final witness called by the New York Attorney General's office in the 6-week-old trial.
It was a turkey club. It wasn't that good.
Mm.
I wasn't a fan of the turkey club.
What was wrong with it?
Blah.
Mm.
You know.
Dry?
Yeah, it wasn't great. It's just, yeah, you go to a place like a Trump golf course, you expect a certain level of quality. I know he's president. I know you think I'm joking, but I'm not. I mean, you know, I'm not saying he's like, you know, it's not the Rothschilds.
Right.
But I mean, you know, they are, it is a high quality brand. You know, it should be.
Yeah. Dressed in a navy pantsuit and a white blouse. Seems like irrelevant information, but whatever. Ivanka Trump tested.
Wearing black lace panties.
Dressed
under a blouse.
Dressed like a professional slut. Yeah. Ivanka Trump testified.
We're having her tits mashed down by a bra. So they can't go anywhere. Having a beautiful tits not bounce around.
Decked out in her finest business fuck attire. Ivanka Trump... Ivanka Trump testified after unsuccessfully challenging a subpoena from Attorney General Tish James. It doesn't seem like she said much of anything.
What do you mean?
I mean, it seems like, I don't know.
This whole story is for nothing?
I don't know.
I thought what was the Ivanka Trump story? I thought it was a big deal. We just spent 10 minutes building this up.
During the cross-examination, a lawyer for the defense questioned her about Deutsche Bank courting the Trump family's business, presumably seeking to establish a record that the bank didn't believe it had been defrauded by the Trumps. Yeah, it doesn't really say anything about what she said.
It does seem damning to the case that the Deutsche Bank's like, no, we're good.
Yeah.
I mean, you think Ivanka jerked them? No, I got my hand job. We're fine. Why are we having this lawsuit? It's fine. We don't want the money back. Why? It seems like a weird case. I think Trump's innocent, probably.
Yeah, it might be.
I do think he lies. He probably lied here. But it seems like this case is not fully won.
Right.
Or maybe it is. I mean, the judge did seem to think, like, it's fine. Just decide damages. They did it. They definitely did it. This woman's a whore. But, let's see. Yeah, I mean, she does look presidential to me, though. I would vote for her for president of Israel, at least. She's Jewish now, right? Could she be prime minister of Israel?
Oh, did she convert?
Yeah, I believe she did. I believe she definitely did. With those beautiful tits.
Those beautiful tits are Jewish now.
Could they become prime minister, like the husband and wife prime minister of Israel? Do Israelis like the Kushners? Is she Ivanka Kushner? Is she Ivanka Kushner?
I don't know.
If I married Jared Kushner, I'd be Kushner. Ray Kushner. What do you think? How much money do you think he would pay me to be a Kushner?
How much money would he pay you?
Yeah.
Negative money.
What? He would pay me negative money. He said, "Here's if you're gonna keep if you're gonna keep."
He wouldn't allow you anywhere near his.
Can
family.
He do that? Can he say like if you dare to take my name, I'll send you a negative check and ruin you? Can he do that?
Can you make
maybe that would make the economy very interesting. If you could send someone if you're rich, not only do you have more money than someone, but you could actually use money to send them a negative check. Like, I'm going to spend $1 million on a negative check. I'm going to send it to you. And now you're negative $1 million.
It's really easy to just tear it up, but some people won't notice the negative sign. So they cash the check, and then all their money is gone, and they're like, oh, no, it was a negative check.
Well, you just torpedo money, do you? I like the idea of financially raping someone.
But I think this is your idea. I think this is your idea.
It's just praise on stupidity. You're preying on the stupid, though, and laughing about it. My idea was that Jared Kushner would ruin me. But I would never be that dumb.
To get ruined by
Jared Kushner.
Yeah.
Negative $1 million. Got to think.
You think you'd notice it?
Yes.
You don't think you'd just be blinded by the $1 million on a check?
No, I would say it was negative. What does that mean?
The catch is you don't have to write it out in the part where you write out the check in longhand.
Oh, you only write the dash?
Yeah.
I have seen people put dashes on checks, the money amount. So that is odd.
Mm.
Now we're getting somewhere. Anyway, thanks for supporting, watching the show.
Thank you.
Remember, we have Patreon too. We're back in action. We're just doing episodes all the time now. And this is content. So pay us by going to patreon.com/frankhump. And you get an extra episode every week for $5 a month. It's a pretty great deal. Right? And then,
it's great.
Yeah. So much content. So much of us. We'll have video back soon. And don't worry about it. Wait, you need to see us? You watchers? It's fine. Enjoy it. See you soon.